guys. We're back with another episode of Relatable Reality. There's a shit ton to talk about.
There's a lot.
There's so much. So we missed last week because of 4th of July. We decided to take the week off. Too much going on. So we have a lot to catch up on. Yes. I think the biggest thing we need to talk about is Kyle Richards and Mauricio.
Wow.
What's going on?
Wow. Okay. I can't say that I'm overly surprised, because these divorce and like split up rumors and all this stuff about Kyle and Mauricio have been going on for a long time. Like a long, long time.
Totally. But there's never been like as much hardcore
proof.
Proof. I was going to say evidence, but I'm like, I'm not a police officer. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, CSI.
CSI Brie. But like, there's never been validity to it before. It's just been like haters, right?
Right.
But I'm sorry. The TikTok trolls, they be finding some shit out.
They be trolling.
They sure do. They sure do. Honestly, for TikTok alone, I don't think I would ever want to be famous. Like, I'm terrified of what they would find out about me. Like, things I wouldn't even know about myself.
Yeah, like, am I actually cheating? Or do I just have a friend?
Or is my tattoo really just an innocent tattoo? Or does it match somebody somewhere and I didn't know about it? Like, you know what I mean? It's just, they will fucking find out, bro. They will find out. So, the rumor was that Kyle was a little too close to this Morgan Evans. What's her name?
Morgan Wade? Wade, I think.
Okay. That she was a little too close to this up-and-coming country star, Morgan Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to break everywhere that they were getting divorced. Like, People Magazine was saying it.
Right. That's who I saw first, was People Magazine. And I was like, oh, this is serious. Like, like People Magazine, TMZ, if they break a story, it's pretty legit.
They have actual sources evidence that they have talked to. And so anyway, so it broke that they were separated.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 10 p.m. that night, Kyle had put something on her story that they were not, that it's not true. Yes, they've had the hardest year of their marriage, but
she didn't say they weren't separated. She said, we are not filing for divorce.
Okay.
So it was like, we've had the hardest year ever, blah, 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 as a marriage, as of this, but we are not divorcing. But she didn't. So the People Magazine said, didn't say anything about them divorcing, just said that they were separated, but still living together for the kids, trying to figure things out.
That's right.
And then Kyle basically.
And then she said in her statement too, we should read her statement. Yeah. But she also said in her statement, there was no wrongdoing on either part, right?
Right.
So in regards to the news that came out about us today, any claims regarding us divorcing are untrue. She admitted that the couple have had a rough year, adding that it was the most challenging one of our marriage, but we both love and respect each other tremendously. There has been no wrongdoing on anyone's part. Although we are in the public eye, we ask to be able to work through our issues privately. While it may be entertaining to speculate, please do not create false stories to fit a further salacious narrative.
Yeah.
So
that basically says People Magazine was right. We are separated.
We're not getting divorced.
We're not getting divorced. But
yet.
We don't like each other right now. Maybe we'll file and then cancel it and then file and then cancel it 14 times like every other Bravo
like
star.
Like Croy and Kim Bierman. I'm like, what the fuck is her name?
Kim and Croy. And the Bedores always do this. They just file. And
oh my God.
Pull it back and then file and then pull it back. So maybe they'll do that. Who's to really say? But she basically said, we are separated. We don't really like each other right now. And let's not
read into, I didn't do anything wrong.
Let's not read into Morgan Wade because I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that statement said to me.
So I think it's true. I think this whole Morgan Wade thing, I think it probably started super nonchalant, very casual. And then I think that somewhere along the way, it became inappropriate. and they were disguising it as a friendship because it's easy to do, you know? Right. And there's just too many things that line up for there to be absolutely nothing there.
I also had seen a theory, which it wouldn't surprise me if this was part of the story. I don't know that it's the whole story, but I do think it's part of the story. Kyle Richards has recently been sober for like the last year, 6 months to a year or so. Morgan Wade is sober. And so it's kind of rumored that like she had met Morgan Wade, realized she was sober. Morgan became her kind of like sponsor, like her
sober friend.
I don't want to say she's in AA because I don't know. I don't know if she's working a program to be sober. Like, that's not my business. That's her own journey. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of how it seems, is like Morgan Wade seems to be like her sober friend, maybe like her sponsor or something like that in this journey. And then it seems like things progressed from there.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, great.
I think that's a convenient narrative that somebody is spinning somewhere. But I just think that Kyle had, you know, kind of a very hard year after her best friend, you know, died by suicide. And I don't think she knew what to do with herself. And I think she spiraled. And I think she felt like this Morgan person maybe or maybe did not fed on the vulnerability. And Kyle got lost in it. It got lost in the comfort, got lost in the intrigue, got lost in the fun of it. I don't know, but I'm sorry. The fact that they both have the exact same kind of tattoo, that's not a coincidence. It's not. I'm sorry. You got identical matching heart tattoos, and Kyle didn't say what it was for. Every other tattoo she went over in that reunion, she was like, this is for my four daughters. This is for my daughters. And this one, it's a heart and it means something special to me. Like, come on, honey. Come on. It's just too convenient.
Was that reunion prior to her?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was after. It was after they had met. Because they've been friends for over a year now. So they've been in each other's life. They've been, like, there's been weird shit going on. And then Morgan Wade's ex posted a video. Have you seen that?
No.
Morgan Wade's ex posted a very emotional video online talking about how I knew that this person was going to be on my ex's show, but seeing it firsthand still broke my heart into a million pieces. Oh, wait,
you did send me that. Yeah.
And Kyle was at the show. And she was, and then she's, and Morgan Wade's ex also commented months ago about something about Kyle Richards and like side eyes and shit like that. Like, there's way too many coincidences. And people think they can get away with shit, especially. Like, I'm sorry, but somebody of Kyle Richards' age who didn't grow up surrounded in the social media era and getting caught up in everything, like, she thinks she can be sneaky, dude. She thinks she can slide one by everyone. And maybe it was just emotional. Maybe there was nothing physical ever. But I do think that there is truth there. Where there's smoke, there's fire, period.
Yeah, I agree.
And People Magazine and all these other news outlets would not talk about Morgan Wade and her this much if there wasn't anything even slightly off about it. That's my thoughts.
Yeah.
And no, I think it's just a matter of time before they announce their divorce.
I think that I think she may have started this relationship with Morgan Wade, like this friendship with Morgan as like a strictly platonic.
Yes.
But it seems like a progressive thing.
Yeah. It seems like somewhere along the line, stuff got muddy.
Yes.
And I also think it's odd that like all the other things and people in her life, Kyle's life on social media have been off as well. Like the photos at her niece's wedding, like there's no family photos. There's no photos of just her and Mauricio. The Father's Day posts, she never said, I love you. She never said like, you're like it's the best partner, nothing. Like there's too much there for it to be nothing. And then like even the fact that she didn't do a whole post for Teddy for her birthday, when last year she wrote a whole like novel for her birthday and this year She didn't post anything on Teddy's birthday until the day after. She was like, you know what you mean to me, Teddy. I love you so much. Like,
yeah, it's weird.
It's too much, dude. Yeah. I think that people started to catch on. They weren't down with it. They were calling her out and she was lost in it. So she didn't want to say anything. And now that the whole world knows, she's like, no, we're not getting divorced. I'm fine. Nothing weird is going on. And I think she's trying to save her ass.
Well, I think, yeah, I do think her and Teddy still talk, because there was a clip that I saw today of Teddy's podcast, Two Teas in a Pod with Tamara Judge. And they were talking about the Beverly Hills Housewives, and Tamara was like, yeah, they might as well be called the divorced housewives of Encino, because they're not in Beverly Hills. They're in Encino.
Right.
And half of them are divorced.
She's so fucking messy.
I know. And they were like, oh yeah, like Eric. And then Tamara was like, who is all divorced? And so Teddy was like naming them off. She's like, oh, you know, Erica and this person. She's like, and, Oh, yeah, I think that's it. But like, you can tell she almost said something else, like is about to be or this or that. And then that was, and they had talked about like the people that are still married, and they're like, well, we have PK and Dorit, and Tamara was saying it, like PK and Dorit, and then Mauricio and Kyle, and Teddy was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, people are questioning. Remember when Denise Richards sat at that dinner forever ago and brought up how Brandy had said that she had hooked up with somebody else at that table?
Right.
And like, now looking back, Twitter's like, what was that weird look that Kyle had when she brought that up? Is Kyle the other person?
I don't know, because at the time that Brandy was talking about when she had like hooked up with other people at that table and blah, 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 Kyle and Brandy couldn't even be in the same room with each other.
Totally. But so, I'm just saying, like, you never know.
You never know.
Like, I honestly, like, if this is true, which I think there's part of it that's true, but if Kyle and Mauricio end up splitting, I do think it's devastating. I do think it's super sad. They're a beautiful couple. And you know what? Even if they do divorce, 27 years of marriage is a beautiful, triumphant thing that people should be very proud of.
Right.
So who knows? Who knows? But it is a very, like she said, salacious story. It is very intriguing. I do think it's just messy.
I agree.
Why is a 54-year-old trotting around the world chasing a 28-year-old at all these like club shows? Morgan Wade is nobody big. She's nobody special. Why is
Kyle? I honestly haven't heard of her. I listen nobody to country has radio heard of her. Every day.
Right.
And I haven't heard of her besides in Kyle Richards' stories.
Yeah, nobody has. And that's why at first I was like, this is fucking PR. This is Kyle for her new season. And this is Morgan to be famous. But now
Morgan's in the new season.
It's too much. It's weird. It's weird. There's weird shit going on there.
It's, yeah, I agree. I think there's foul play.
And it's shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. Like, what is going on here? Chriselle and G Flip and like Brawlin, and it's just like all these, it just like screams like middle age.
I'm like freaking crisis. Out about my life, and I got to figure something out.
Life crisis, like, I don't know. I'm bored, and this person paid me attention. I don't know. Yeah. It's just shocking.
Yeah. And I don't think it has anything to do with the gender preference of who they're going towards. I think it has everything to do with the age gaps and the sudden like break off and move on immediately to somebody that's young enough to be their child.
Very young, like very young.
Very young. I agree. It gives me very much like midlife crisis vibes.
Like Kyle Richards is grandma age. What are you doing? What are you doing? You have a beautiful family. You have a beautiful life. Like, I understand going through hard shit and being lost and getting caught up in whatever. But like, hello.
Right.
And that's why I think that there is something to say for like her daughter Farah not posting anything about her mom for that trip. Like, if people are realizing you're acting out, you're not acting right, this is not adding up, this isn't okay, and people are telling her this is wrong, I can see her withdrawing from those people. Like,
yeah,
Teddy, anybody that's questioning what's going on. So who knows? I hope we get answers. I hope this isn't just like swept under the rug and la-di-da and we're fine and whatever. But you have to remember, like, Monique and Samuel Daniels, that's their last name, right? What? Did I say Monique Samuels?
Monique and Samuel Daniels.
What's his name?
That's what you just said.
What's their name? I don't know.
Monique and Chris Samuels.
Chris. Thank you. Okay.
Samuel Daniel. That's his new name.
Oh my God. But remember when it was first rumored they were getting divorced, they were like, we're not getting divorced, we're fine. Right. And then it was like a month later, they're like, we're getting divorced, we're separated.
Yeah,
like, I just think that they're running until, because they want to tell the story the way they want to tell the story.
Right.
Which, fine, fair. But I think there's truth to it.
I agree.
And it's shocking. Whatever. Okay.
I think it's sad.
It's very sad.
I think it's sad. At the end of the day, I think the whole thing is just really fucking sad.
Speaking of Beverly Hills, have you seen the new man that Erica Jayne's been trotting around with?
Yeah, she has to push him in a wheelchair. He's so effing old.
How? I just want to know, like, what is she doing and how do you find these old men? And old men that have money and old men that want to pay for your lifestyle.
Right. Because I need to bring a notebook and figure it out.
No, I don't get it. It also sounds like, why would you not just want to have a healthy, happy relationship? Like, why is this what you're attracted to?
Right.
It's odd.
I agree. I agree.
Okay.
It seems like a money-making stunt at this point.
Yeah. Okay, there was something else. Oh, okay, we need to talk about the Dolce and
Kardashian
hoopla.
Okay.
I will say this week Kardashians was excellent.
So good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Round of applause.
God
bless.
Like,
bring it back, honey.
It was,
bring it back.
It really felt like old school Kardashians. I was laughing. I was like engaged. I didn't, normally I can put it on in the background, not really pay attention. And I feel like I get the same out of it as if I'm like,
right,
deliberately watching.
Yeah.
But this one, I literally, like, my eyes were glued to the screen. That's all I wanted to pay attention to. It was very, very good.
So last week we didn't record, but last week's episode, Khloe goes over to Courtney's house to talk to her.
Uh-huh.
And Dolce & Gabbana gets brought up and Simon is there. Mm-hmm. And Khloe's trying to encourage Courtney, like, you and Kim just need to have a conversation. And the way that Khloe is like tiptoeing around the subject with Courtney is so cringy. Like, you can tell she's trying not to set her off. She's trying to be so careful about how she's talking to her. She's trying to like push in the blow or whatever the fuck you want to say. And it's like, honey, Courtney, get your head out of your fucking ass. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody even cared about your wedding when it happened, dude. Everyone thought it was sponsored. Everyone thought it was corny as fuck. Nobody thought it was high fashion, chic, nothing. Nobody.
No.
And so for her to throw this fit while, mind you, she's wearing a whole getup that looks exactly like everything Kim has wore last season.
Well,
the
not
black
only,
gloves.
Not only that, this is my thing.
Yes.
Courtney's in this whole, like, I'm an individual now. Okay. Yeah. You have been riding Kim's coattails for decades, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're wearing outfits. Like, look to your left because Khloe is literally in the exact same clothes that you are wearing right now. You mm-hmm. both look like fucking mine sitting on the couch right now in all black gloves, shades, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Like, you are not an individual. If you're an individual, there's just
Honey.
So many things that are exactly the same that she does.
Mm-hmm. That she points a finger and gets mad about.
constantly.
It's so corny. It's so pathetic.
She's so self-righteous. That's exactly it. She's so self-entitled. Like, I'm the oldest. And it was also last week was Kim's birthday. And I did kind of feel bad for her when Chris was doing the toast for Kim's birthday. And she's like, "You're the new matriarch of the family." And I think Courtney being the oldest daughter, that's like what you anticipate, that you would be the matriarch. Now, does she act as a matriarch? No, absolutely not. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I can understand how that would kind of hurt her feelings. Like, why are you saying that in front of hundreds of people at Kim's birthday dinner? Like, it's kind of rude, but
it's also hilarious.
It's also hilarious.
That speech was ridiculously hilarious. Okay. So that whole conversation happened where Courtney was like, "No, Kim doesn't get it." And she's like, "Okay, well, maybe if you sit down, you explain it like this." "No, because Kim doesn't hear anybody." "Okay, well, maybe if you sit," like everything that Chloe said or Simon said to try to be like, "Hey, maybe approach it like this," or "I think Kim will hear you," or did it. She didn't care. She didn't want to hear it. She just wanted to bitch about Kim and be mad. Like,
yeah,
"I'm going to hold this grudge until the day I die. I'm just going to.
Right. She just wanted Chloe and Simon to talk shit about Kim, and they weren't there for that.
Yeah.
And then she got mad because they wouldn't just bash Kim.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. So cut to this week, and Kim and Courtney have their sit down. And I thought it was good. And I thought, I don't even know what to say, because I think I have a hard time watching Courtney at all. Like, I'm really tired of her.
Yeah.
And I want to know what the underlying issue is, like how Kim brought up, like, there is an underlying issue between you and I. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's from this fight or whatever. I genuinely think that it is because Travis, decades ago, was very public about having a crush on Kim. Mm-hmm. And I would not be surprised if they hooked up at some point. And I think that that is deep rooted somewhere.
Right.
I just do. And rightfully so. If that's the truth, rightfully so. That I get why that would bother you. But for Courtney to be like, "I worked hard to be an individual." I've worked. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. You haven't
done anything to be an individual.
You have done nothing. And every like phase of your life has, your image has been about somebody else. You were a mom and that was your whole life. You did the whole crunchy mom thing. You did the whole stay at home mom thing. Put your life on hold thing. Then you dated Eunice and you did the whole, "I'm secretive and I'm jetting off to Europe and I'm single and I'm doing my thing." Like, that revolved around Eunice. And then you started to date Travis and now you're this rocker chick who you've never been before. Your identity has never been your identity. It has always been about the man you're with. So this whole thing about, "I've just been trying to have my own identity and you stole it." False. False. It's easy to pinpoint and point the finger at Kim. It just is.
Right. And she was like, "I can't even say how many times I said 90s archives to them and no. Okay. It wasn't Kim's decision. Right. It wasn't Kim's decision to do a runway about the 90s looks.
Right.
It was Dolce's. They asked her, "Can you creative direct this? This is what we're doing. Do you want to creative direct it?
With or without you?"
Right.
And whether that was inspired by the hoopla around Courtney's wedding or not, they were gonna do it. They were gonna do it. And even when Kim sat there and was like, "This outfit I wore it to this show, I wore it here. Does that mean that I inspired the 90s? Like, nobody gives credit where credit's due. No. Sure, Courtney, you and your stylist went here and you said 90s and you said this and you said that. Kim is literally said that she wore the exact same outfits that you wore, never threw it in your face, never made you feel bad. And then we saw it in the interview where Kim was like, "I got married in Italy. My wedding performer is the same person that you had perform at your wedding. I've never thrown that in your face." Like, it's so, like, Courtney has blinders on to anybody else's opinion, anybody else's viewpoint, but hers. Oh.
Right.
Wow. Right. It's exhausting. I can't imagine being around her. I cannot imagine being a sibling to her.
It's because exhausting to watch her for the 5 minutes she's on camera. I can't imagine 24/7.
No. Yeah. It's unreal. It's unreal. The lack of accountability, the lack of wherewithal, like you just don't care. You don't care.
And she doesn't care who she upsets and she doesn't care whose feelings she hurts because she's so worried about being right.
Well, because her feelings are the only one that matters. And like that whole asking Kim, like, this is just food for thought, but you should really think about why it's never enough. That's not your business. If Kim is ambitious as fuck and wants to always reach for the next thing and push herself further and see what else she can achieve, that's okay. Yeah. Why are you allowed to say you have enough money, you have enough houses, you have a plane, you should be satisfied? Why? Why? Right. Who says who? You?
Well, and this is the other thing is that Courtney's whole argument was like the money was worth more than her relationship with me. Okay. If I was in that position, if I was in Kim's position, you have all the money in the world. You literally couldn't ask for one more thing. Like you have everything. It's not about the money. It's about this is my lifestyle. I'm into fashion. This is what I do. And I'm offered this massive fucking undertaking by one of the biggest and most iconic designers to ever live. I'm fucking doing it for the experience.
And I didn't like how Kim brought up, like, Kylie also did a campaign with Dolce and nobody said anything about that. And how Courtney was like, but I don't really expect for Kylie to say anything because she's kind of in Kylie world. No, that's not fair.
No, she should have the same accountability.
Absolutely. Or Kim should get a bigger pass because, hello, let's look at Kim's life. She has 4 children. Her ex-husband is a fucking nut job trying to ruin her life, ruin their family's life. Like Kim has been fighting tooth and nail to protect these children from whatever the fuck their dad is doing in the public. What is wrong with you? Why are you so self-absorbed that you can't look up for 1 second and say, I get it, Kim. Like, I think the timing was shitty, hurt my feelings, but I get it. That's like, thank you for the apology. Cool.
Courtney moving on. Said, like, if you would have called me and told me how much money you were making, that's none of your business.
Right.
It doesn't matter if she made $100 or $100 billion. It's none of Courtney's fucking business.
I really just think like the amount of times that Courtney brings up the money all the time, it's about like, the paycheck was worth more than me. The paycheck was worth more than me. Like, okay, so you're insecure about it. Yeah. So you have an issue with the fact that your sister makes more money than you is what I'm hearing. Yeah. That's all I hear.
All of her sisters made more money than her.
Absolutely. Because that's fine. But she chose to put her life on hold and raise those babies. Fine. But then you
admirable, but in a different way.
But then you're not allowed to turn around and point the finger and say, you're wrong.
No.
How dare you? You care more about money than you care about family. Like, that's not true. Just because I decide to be a hard worker doesn't mean I love my children any less. I just chose to raise them differently and that's okay. Period.
I'm over
Courtney's whole thing. So that whole debacle was bullshit. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. Overall, I like this season of Kardashians.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. I was worried, but I am liking it. The only thing that I haven't liked so far is Courtney.
Yep, same.
So there's that. Another season that I actually was really scared for and I'm enjoying it is Orange County.
Same. I did not finish this week's episode. I wanted to.
It was funny.
But the first 10 minutes?
Intense.
Wow. Okay. We talked about how Tamara came in way too hot, which she did. And I appreciate that she apologized to Shannon, whether it was genuine or not, whatever. She owned it. She apologized. This whole trip is hilarious. First of all, I think it's so fucking funny. Shitty that the 3 girls get to stay in this mansion while the 3 other girls are staying in this little cottage. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah.
No. Like, that's bullshit, dude. That was some bullshit. But... the first 10 minutes of this episode when Tamara and Shannon and Heather are just like getting drunk and Tamara and Shannon drunk are epic. They're dynamic.
TV
hilarious.
Gold.
The fact that Tamra's ass is and her underwear is always out when she's drunk, like, I don't get it. Like, how are you always sure that you're nice and trimmed and pretty down there, that you're just like flashing the camera? Like, I don't get it. That's fine.
Probably lasered and waxed. And
it's
all sorts
weird.
Of shit.
It's so weird, but it's hilarious. But then she goes on to spill that the newcomer, Jen, her man, who she cheated on her husband and left him for, is known as the town whore. And originally walked into the gym wanting to hook up with Tamra. And then ended up being with Jen. And now she's spilling that he cheated on Jen. He has cheated on Jen.
Right.
Since they've been together. Wow. Wow.
First of all.
Yes. What?
None of Tamra's business.
No. No. Am I surprised that she's stirring the pot? No.
No.
Not at all.
And that's why they brought her back. Like, there was nothing good going on in Orange County. And they were like, we need a shit stir. Let's bring back Tamra. That's why they brought her back. That's the whole reason. Everybody's well aware of it. And I do find that Tamra still is like very much aware of the cameras. Like, even when she was saying, like, Heather, Jen, and Gina, you guys are going to go do horse stuff. And then we're going to go, that other three of us are going to go do. Like, did you notice when Heather was like, as long as I don't have to stick my hand, my arm up any animal's ass? And Tamra legit looks straight at the camera and she's like, well, if you're offering.
I know.
And like, weeks. Okay, you're staring at the camera.
Okay.
You don't need to America, that.
Even so, like, that thought would not cross my mind. Like, no, I would never think, like,
she's just so aware of the cameras. And it's like, it almost seems like she's in a skit show. You know, like, skit shows, they're like kind of like, they'll look at the camera and they'll like try to engage the audience, stuff like that. Like, SNL does that. And that's how it feels like Tamra's filming this season. Like, I am the prize. Everybody, look at me.
Look at my one-liners. Here I am. I'm so hilarious. I'm so this. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
She is funny and she is super fun. And I love watching Tamra. I'm sorry. I always love watching Tamra. I can't wait till Vicky makes an appearance. Her and Shannon being back on good terms is gold. Them, you know, watching them in the kitchen hungover as fuck. And Shannon has an eyelash on her forehead. Like, it's what I want to see.
Right. Okay. I do want to talk about this Jen girl, though, and Ryan.
Okay.
What a mess.
A disaster.
What a mess.
And I feel bad for Jen.
I do, too, because the fact that you can't see through this shit, dude, are you okay?
I think Jen, I don't think she's okay. I think Jen is so painfully insecure and so painfully just, like, lost. That she found this guy. She found this guy that obviously knows how to sweet talk women. He obviously knows how to get what he wants from women. And she fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Even when she's FaceTiming him while she's in Montana and
pitch black.
Pitch black.
It's pitch black on his end.
I thought in my head, this motherfucker's with another girl right now.
Absolutely.
That's why there's no light. Absolutely. Why else would there be no light?
Absolutely. I agree.
I feel bad for her.
I'm interested to see what comes.
I think she has all these fucking kids and she was unhappy in her marriage and she found the first person that made her feel halfway alive again. And I think she stuck with him and she's making it work, whether he's a piece of shit or not. And I think it's sad.
Yeah. This season's going to bring it. They, I hope, because it sounds like they've actually found something here with Tamra knowing the ins and outs of Jen.
Right.
With Gina questioning Jen. I don't know. I think like trouble is coming.
What do you think about Gina going in so hard on Jen about Jen cheating?
I get why Gina's triggered, obviously. I get it, but it's not her business.
I agree.
It's not for you to worry about. This was not your marriage. She was not the mistress with your husband. So you don't need to rectify your situation by nailing her to the cross, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's something that Gina needs to work through in therapy. And I think that Jen is not going to be the first or the last person she's ran into that's cheated on a spouse. And Gina needs to learn how to cope with that on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's been a really good season. I've enjoyed it so far.
I am pleasantly surprised with TV right now. We do know that Vanderpump Rules is filming. Mm-hmm. It sounds like everyone is back. So I cannot wait for that. And it sounds like Jax is going to be back.
So I don't know if Jax is going to be back. There's this thing going around saying that there's like Jax,
Kristen
and somebody else that Brittany are going to be on this like spinoff kind of show. So I don't know if that's a thing or not. Mm-hmm. I think it would be weird for them to do a spinoff, just them without the rest of the friend group, because the rest of the friend group's on another TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how that's all going to work
out. I don't know. I'm still rewatching. I think I'm on like season 6 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Shit's wild.
I've been watching it while I work from home.
Have you?
Like just have it like on in the background. Yeah.
What are you on right now?
I'm in the middle of season 3.
Okay. So I just saw Tom and Katie get married.
Okay.
Sad. And Sheena obviously get divorced. And it's just hilarious watching Jax be right about everything.
Everything. Yeah, it's kind of wild.
It's also so shocking that Brittany still decided to marry that man.
Yeah, I actually listened to Jax and Brittany's podcast today.
Is it any good?
It's not terrible. Like,
okay.
It makes me miss Jax, like watching Jax all the time, which I know is such a weird concept because we were so ready for him to be gone when he was gone.
Yeah. But
it is kind of funny to hear from his perspective. He was like, I was calling things out that everybody else wanted to keep secret. And then I was the bad guy because I was calling it out and it was being kept a secret. So I looked like I was nuts.
Well, it's because Tom was a master manipulator.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But even about other things, like things about Kristen and things about even Stassi and like stuff like this, that he was like, no, this shit was going on and this shit was wild. And I didn't understand, like, you guys are on reality TV. You guys signed up for this. So why are you not broadcasting this? Like, why do I have to air your dirty secrets? Then I'm the bad guy for saying what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's right. He was right.
And I don't think we ever, like thinking back, I don't think we ever thought about it like that though from him. We always thought like Jax is an asshole and he's probably making stuff up because he's a notorious liar. And he wasn't
credible. Like he wasn't believable. Nobody thought anything he said was like, he just came off like such a fucking dick. Like even the way he talked to Brittany's mom. And I get it now. But like, even the way he treated all of them, it was just like, you're an asshole, dude.
Yeah.
That's why it was hard to believe him. But I am glad that the people that need to be vindicated are being vindicated. And the people that need to be nailed to the cross for real are now. Okay.
I agree.
Last thought before I finish up. How epic was Ariana's announcement of going on Dancing with the Stars?
It was amazing.
Epic.
On Sandoval's birthday.
Right.
That was the best part.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was amazing. I think that it was perfectly thought through. I think that, I mean, they did multiple TikToks together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was epic. And what a way to announce, like, start. First of all, they don't generally announce casts for Dancing with the Stars until like the week before on Good Morning America.
Right.
And so the fact that they're announcing her prior, they're like revving up, getting people ready for this season. And honestly, I'm going to watch because she's on there.
Absolutely. Me too. And I'm so like, I read the comments a lot because she came out with that T-Mobile, the Duracell, the cat litter, like there's been, or the cat food, whatever it was.
Right.
And people are like, okay, we get it. Her 90 minutes of fame is over. Her 5 minutes of fame is over. And da, da, da. It's like, why are we hating so much? Like, if these brands want to ride off of her coattails at the moment, because she's the moment. She's the one getting all the fame. She's the one people are paying attention to. So these brands are being smart by reaching out to her. Why is she catching the heat for it? It's so annoying to me.
It's stupid.
So
she's being paid to do a service. End of story.
Period. With a T.
That's right. So I'm here for it. I'm here for Ariana. I'm a Stan.
Stan.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys, for joining us for another episode of Relatable Reality Podcast. Always on Instagram at Relatable Reality Podcast. Then, of course, on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts app. Thanks. Have a great week.
Bye. Bye.